Hare Krishna. So we are reading this morning from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 14, Adilila, chapter entitled Lord Chaitanya's Childhood Pastimes. We are reading text 67 and 68. On hearing the order of the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lakshmi immediately worshipped him, offering sandalwood pulp and flowers for his body, garlanding him with mallika flowers and offering prayers to the Lord. Text 68. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Being worshipped by Lakshmi, the Lord began to smile. He recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam and thus accepted the emotion she expressed. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The verse quoted in this connection is the 25th verse of the 22nd chapter, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The gopis worship the goddess Durga or Katyayani, but their inner desire was to get Lord Krishna as their husband. Krishna as Paramatma could realize the ardent desire of the gopis, and therefore he enjoyed the pastime of Vastra Haran. When the gopis went to take bath in the river Yamuna, they left their garments on the land and dipped into the water completely naked. Taking this opportunity, Krishna stole all their garments and sat down in the top of a tree with them, desiring to see the girls naked just to become their husband. The gopis desired to have Krishna as their husband. And since it is only before her husband that a woman can be naked, to fulfill their desire, Lord Krishna accepted their prayers by this pastime of stealing their garments. When the gopis received their garments back from Krishna, Krishna recited this verse. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Panghum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So this morning we are continuing to read from this chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is entitled Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Childhood Pastimes. And in the particular episode that is being narrated here by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he mentions about how Nimai Pandit was now performing all of his leelas in Navadvip and in a very conjugal mood and spirit, frolicking with the girls of Navadvip. And this is when the daughter of Vallabhacharya, not the Pushtimarga Vallabhacharya, the daughter of Vallabhacharya, because Pushtimarga Vallabhacharya had two sons, Gopinath and Vitthalnath. He didn't have daughters. So this is not the same Vallabhacharya. So Vallabhacharya's daughter Lakshmi, she happened to come on the banks of the river Ganga one day. And Nimai Pandit looked at her and she looked at him, and because they are eternal consorts, eternal companions from the spiritual world, immediately it was love at first sight. And this is what the description goes further, that, you know, whatever is being described here in Chaitanya Charitamrita of how she offered him garlands and how she offered him sandalwood paste as he demanded, and the connection, which is eternal, just goes further deeper in their manifest pastimes. So, right here at the Bhaktivedanta Manor on one Radhashtami day, 5th of September 1973, Srila Prabhupada sat right here on this Vyasasana, 5th September 1973. Srila Prabhupada spoke to the devotees and said, what is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement? What is the Krishna consciousness movement all about? And Srila Prabhupada said, Hari Toshanam, pleasing Lord Hari. The purpose of all what we do in Krishna consciousness is nothing but Hari Toshanam. And so long as the bottom line of all the services that we do is Hari Toshanam, we are Krishna conscious. As soon as the bottom line of whatever we do in our services is not Hari Toshanam, we are I conscious. Therefore, many times it is said, we should stop, you know, we should close the I, sorry, we should close the I, the ego, and open the I, which is the Chastra Chakshu. Close the I, capital I, and open the I, the inner I. Krishna consciousness is from moving I Toshanam to Hari Toshanam. The whole material civilization revolves around I Toshanam, I, me, mine, so much so that all of us, not all of us here, at least me, have become I specialists. There's many I specialists out there who are called optometrists, but everyone in the world is an I specialist because it all revolves around the I. Everyone's concerned about satisfying the I. And Srila Prabhupada, right here from this Vyasasana, said, it's not about the I. The purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is Hari Toshanam. And thus, one of the names of Srimati Radharani is Hari Toshika. One who gives tremendous satisfaction to Lord Sri Hari. In fact, her very existence is meant to give pleasure. In one talk, Srila Prabhupada was saying that some religions, they say, oh God, give us this day our daily bread. And it is wonderful. It is wonderful that there is dependence on God. But he said a higher dimension of spirituality and religion is where we don't say, God, give us this day our daily bread, where we want to give bread to God. And Srila Prabhupada said, Vrindavan is about giving bread to God. Whereas everywhere it's asking bread from God, Vrindavan is about giving bread to God. And Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj are so concerned, they think that if we can't give bread to Krishna, Krishna will die. And Prabhupada said, this is called Hari Toshanam. Everything is about giving pleasure to Sri Krishna. And who could be the emblem? Who could be the emblem? And who could reach the zenith of pleasing Krishna? But the greatest of all devotees of Sri Krishna, Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada here in this commentary explains that Lakshmi, who approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, is an expansion of Sita Devi, Lord Ram's consort, is an expansion of, you know, Rukmini Devi, Lord Krishna's consort. And Rukmini and Sita are both expansions of Srimati Radharani, the Ladini Shakti. And the purpose, the very existence of Ladini Shakti is to please Sri Krishna, Hari Toshanam. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita explains how Radha Krishna Aiche Sada Ekahi Swarup. Radha and Krishna were one personality, they were no two. Radha Krishna Aiche Sada, eternally. Ekahi Swarup, one. Lila Rasa Aswadite Dhare Dui Rup. Although they are both one personality, in order to experience the transcendental exchange of loving relationships, they become two. Have any of you ever stayed alone? Have any of you ever stayed alone for 1 month? Any of you ever stayed alone for 1 year? One of the greatest despondency that comes to our heart is when we see people who are so lonely. Single widows, divorcees, you know, spinsters. They have nothing. They have no one. All they have is a structure with bricks. All they have is some furniture, a bed. All they have is a refrigerator from which they pull out cold milk and some Kellogg cereal and mix it and eat. They don't even have friends. They don't have anyone to talk to. We don't realize the opulence we have. We don't have to realize the opulence that we have a family to be with. We don't realize the opulence we have that we have devotees to be with. God, there's so many people in the world out there who just don't have anyone. The other day I was mentioning that we are, myself in Mumbai, I'm planning to start an initiative, an NGO called, you know, we've yet to name it. But we are going to be starting an NGO where we are going to start a helpline for those who are lonely and single. And personally, I'm looking into starting up a whole team of devotees who at one call, drop of a call, will rush to their home to give Krishna conscious, spiritual and emotional support. We just don't realize the importance of people around us. We take them for granted. We take our families for granted. We take devotees for granted, not realizing that they're out there. They don't have that one person. Radha Krishna Aiche Sada Eka Hiswarup. They're one. Leela Rasa Aswadite Dhare Dui Roop. Two. From one they become two. Why they become two? Because minimum two are required for rasa. You can't have rasa alone. Minimum two. Whom do you talk to? To a wall? Whom do you show affection to? To a table, my lovely table? Whom do you look at? Your apps? Even in the app you want people. Even in the app you want people. One Pokemon. You know, last year I came here and one guy was telling me, I started coming to your temple, Prabhuji. He's a son of a devotee. And he wasn't coming to the temple. Suddenly I started seeing him come to the temple. So one day I caught him during Tulsi Puja. And I said, wonderful to see you, huh? Coming to the temple nowadays. He said, yeah, yeah, your temple's a pokey stop. Did you know that ISKCON Chowpatty is a pokey stop? No, it is on the game. So if you come to ISKCON Chowpatty, there you can get some Pokemons. So many times I would see him Tulsi Puja, suddenly he would be with his phone moving around catching Pokemons. You know, I don't know what it meant, but that's what he told me. Hare Krishna. Minimum two. Alone. What's the point? You know, in Hindi, kya main bolte kya mala? Bhatakti Atma. Ghar mein bhatakti Atma. Jaisa bhatak raha hai wo. Pagal ho jayega. Mad if you are alone. Try it. Don't try it. Sorry. Don't try it. One will go crazy and mad if one is alone. We need people. How many of you feel we need people? Thank you. We need relationships. How many of you feel we need relationships? Thank you. We need emotional fulfillment. How many of us feel we need emotional fulfillment? And when that emotional fulfillment is lacking, we feel hurt. How many of you feel hurt when someone doesn't look at you? Walks by you like ships on the ocean. You know, sometimes devotees, they're like two ships going by each other. They don't even look at each other. Hare, we are devotees. We exist here. I remember when I came first time here to from Chowpatty. You know, Chowpatty Brahmachari, they're like fanatics sometimes. I used to be one. Used to be. When you travel, all that stuff goes away. I came here and we were trained not to look at the ladies. Not looking, only Prabhus. So I got spondylitis.
No, my neck was always like, oh, it's stuck here now. So I came here, and one senior Prabhupada disciple was sitting here for class right here. And after the class, she came up to me and she said, Prabhu, I know you're from Chopati. And I know you're a very strict brahmachari. And she said, this is such a wonderful devotee. She said, and I am a fallen woman, I know. God, she's saying this to me. And then she said, you know what? If you don't want to look at us, don't look. At least look at the wall behind us. And acknowledge that we exist. No, now I am. Don't worry. Acknowledge that I exist. Sometimes we're like two ships going on the ocean, you know. Not even acknowledging each other's existence. How cold. How impersonal. We all need it. You know why? Because we are not Atmaram. Someone who is Atmaram, Krishna, doesn't need anyone, doesn't need anything. Krishna's Atmaram, fulfilled, self-fulfilled. Those who are not fulfilled need something from outside to fill what is not fulfilled. You know, in school you had this thing called fill in the blanks, fill in the gaps. Where there is a gap, where there is a blank is where you need to fill something. But where there's no gap, a full sentence, what are you going to fill in there? Krishna is like the full statement. Atmaram. There's nothing left to be filled there. He's fulfilled. We are all like that statement with a blank in there. A blank of the heart. A void of the heart. Lacuna in the heart. And therefore we need so many things and so many people to fill in that gap. You know? We need it. Why we need it? Because we are not Atmaram. Krishna, being Atmaram, doesn't need anyone, doesn't need anything, yet he expands. Radha Krishna Sada Hoy Ekahi Swarup, one. He is that one Atmaram and doesn't need anyone or anything because fulfilled. Yet he expands into two. Why? Leela rasa aswadite hoye dui roop. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand ki jai. Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. So he expands into two for what? For pleasure. For rasa. For loving dealings. Our worshipable God. Our worshipable Master. The Master of the entire creation, Shri Krishna, expands for relationships. Can't we take those relationships with devotees seriously? The whole basis of the spiritual world and Krishna's turning into two is rasa, reciprocation, love, relationships. And in bhakti, that is what makes our experience of Krishna deep, profound, joyful and blissful. Relationships. His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj was once mentioning. He said, what is Vrindavan all about? Vrindavan is about two things only. And if we don't have these two things, we have no entry into Golok Vrindavan. I'm sorry to disappoint anyone if they thought that I'll go back to Godhead by chanting 192 rounds there. I'm sorry to say, to disappoint all of you. If you thought I could go back to Godhead by performing severe austerities, by fasting nirjal on every Ekadashi and doing nirjan bhajan in the night, sorry to disappoint you. If you ever thought that I could go back to the spiritual world by reading all these massive Vedic literatures and Upanishads, I am sorry. There is no entry for such people there. It's not a land of tapasvis and sages. It's not a land of hermits and those who do penances. It's a land of love. And therefore there's two things that characterize the spiritual world and even Bhauma Vrindavan. His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj said the two things that characterize Vrindavan is simplicity and relationships. Vrindavan is all about simplicity and relationships. And if a Vaishnava does not consciously put effort to cultivate saralata, and sambandha does not cultivate these qualities of simplicity and deep, profound relationships with the tadiya of Krishna, the devotees of Shri Krishna, I am very sorry to say, the gates of Golok Vrindavan are locked. The gates, the passcode, you know, they have this passcode at the Brahmachari Ashram. I won't tell you what it is. I won't tell you, only the Brahmacharis know it. It's a passcode. And from the time I'm coming 12 years back, it's still the same. I'm surprised. I'm surprised. We keep changing passcodes and passwords, but that passcode has remained still the same. Golok Vrindavan is locked. And the passcode is two digits. Saralata and Sambandha. Simplicity and relationships. You know? And this is why Leela Rasa Aswadite Dhare Dui Roop. Radha and Krishna, although one, expand into two for pleasure. In fact, Krishna expands into many, not just Radharani. Not as his Ladini Shakti. He expands into Ekaha Bahusyam. Srila Prabhupada in so many lectures used that. Ekaha Bahusyam. One into many, all of us, living entities, for what? More the merrier. They say it takes one to tango and two to jive. It takes one to tango and two to jive. A minimum two. What do you do in a party? Go there and blow up the sound and keep dancing alone? You'll have to go to Delro House. The funny farm, just next doors. You know? People will call you crazy. Imagine. You know what the difference between a neurotic, psychotic and psychiatrist is? A neurotic builds a castle in the air. A psychotic lives in that castle. And a psychiatrist collects rent from both of them. I'm sorry about that. Hare Krishna. You know, and therefore, at the end of the day, it's all about this relationships. Krishna made us. Krishna expanded into us. The Jiva Shakti. He's Atmaram. He doesn't need us. But for what? That relationship. That exchange of love. This is precisely why everyone in the world is crazy after love. Because that's what we were made for. Why are we so crazy after love? Because that's what we were made for. And why are people crying because of disappointed love? All this blues and Bollywood songs, Dil Todke Gai, Heart Todke Gaya, and all kinds of, She Broke My Heart, He Broke My Heart. So many songs, crying all the time. Why? Proves only one thing. It's proving the point of our scriptures. That we were created and constituted for experiencing and exchanging love. Leela Rasa Aswadite Dhare Dui Roop. Can you imagine how much people expand for pleasure? Why do you need so many saris? The former chief minister of Tamil Nadu who left this world, Jayalalitha, had 10,500 saris. You can go up on Google and find out. Go out and find out. 10,500 saris. 750 pair of shoes. But that was decent. Imelda Marcos, the wife of the former president of Philippines, has minimum 3,000 pairs of shoes. You have to be a Virat Roop to wear. So many legs you need to wear this. You know, you have to be a Virat Roop. Krishna is a Virat Roop, universal form, come wear. How can you wear 3,000 pairs of shoes? You know, the Sultan of Brunei has 5,000 cars today. 5,000 cars. 750 limited edition cars. One car made of gold. Everyone out there trying to seek that pleasure. ರಸ ಆಸ್ವಾದಿತೆ. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾಡ್ಲಿ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ರಸ. ಸಂವನ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಸಾರೀಸ್, ಸಂವನ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಚಪ್ಪಲ್ಸ್, ಸಂವನ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಫ್ಲಿಪ್ ಫ್ಲಾಪ್ಸ್, ಸಂವನ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಶೂಸ್, ಸಂವನ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಕಾರ್ಸ್, ಸಂವನ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಹೋಮ್ಸ್. ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ 23 ಹೌಸಸ್ ಅಕ್ರಾಸ್ ದ ಗ್ಲೋಬ್, 11 ಇನ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ, 23 ಹೌಸಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ನಾಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲಂಡನ್ ಹೌಸಸ್, ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಟೈನಿ ಅಪಾರ್ಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್, ಮ್ಯಾಸಿವ್ ಹೋಮ್ಸ್ with 20 to 25 rooms each. What do you need so many houses for? Looking for that rasa, that pleasure. And when you don't get that, so disappointed, then it comes to relationships, and still sometimes frustrated. Krishna, that one supreme, turns into two, only for the basis of exchanging loving dealings and experiencing love. That is why Srimati Radharani is the personification of that Ladini Shakti who gives pleasure to Shri Krishna in whatever she does. Kaviraj Goswami, he explains the role of that Ladini Shakti or Srimati Radharani. Ladini Karaye Krishna Ananda Swadan. What does she do? ಲಾದಿನಿ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ, ಲಾದಿನಿ ಕರಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆನಂದಾಸ್ವಾದನ್, ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟ್ರಿಮೆಂಡಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಜರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಡಸ್ ಶಿ ಗಿವ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ಲೇಜರ್? ಇನ್ ಫೋರ್ ವೇಸ್. ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ರಾಧಾರಾಣಿ ಪ್ಲೀಸಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇನ್ ಫೋರ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ವೇಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ಡ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ವೇ ಶಿ ಪ್ಲೀಸಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಬೈ ಡ್ರೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಹರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆಲ್. She has a dressing sense. By the way, if anyone thought that you can dress well. Damodara rati vardhana veshe hari nishkuta vrinda vipineshe. Damodara rati vardhana. Rati vardhana. To increase Damodara's pleasure. Damodara rati vardhana veshe. She takes this vesh, dresses up in incredible ways. Simply to please Lord Damodar. How many of you like to dress up well? I know you're not going to raise your hands here. Okay. You know. How many of you would like to look beautiful? One man was, you know, going with his wife in the car, and a beggar came. He was blind, you know. So the beggar came and turned to this in the car and said, Oh, the most beautiful one in the universe. Can you please give me 500 rupees? So the husband said, give him 1,000 rupees. Said, how do you know he's blind, you know? He claims to be blind. How do you know he's blind? You're going to give him 1,000 rupees? Said, he's calling you the most beautiful person in the universe. So I'm sure he has to be blind. You know, without being blind, how can he call you the most beautiful person in the universe? Everyone wants to look fascinating, you know, and beautiful. One time, one devotee was asking Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, we got this new wig for our Krishna deity, and this wig, you know, has too many curls of the hair coming out there. Shall we cut Krishna's hair? This devotee was asking Srila Prabhupada, shall we cut Krishna's hair? First, Srila Prabhupada said, yeah, it's looking like a hippie coming too long, cut it. And then again he called. And he said, don't cut. Srimati Radharani is liking it a lot. Don't cut. Krishna's keeping this long hair for her pleasure. And she's dressing up for his pleasure. We dress up for whose pleasure? God, I asked a very esoteric question, isn't it? I asked such an esoteric question, such a profound, insightful, spiritual question that whose pleasure do we dress up for? Oh, the pleasure of the false ego. And everyone comes and says, oh, so you look so good. Now, don't lie here again. You can be brutally honest if you like. If someone has called you, someone has said that you look under your age, how many of you felt really happy? I feel very happy. Very happy. The other day someone was talking to me and he said, traveling ages a person, isn't it, Prabhuji? And you travel so much. He said, traveling ages you and you travel so much. That means I look old or what? It will hurt, man. It's too much. What is this? Calling me old? No matter how old you look, still everyone comes and says, you look so good. Immediately we feel, oh, he's the one who actually understands me. We were on a trip in India and we had some elderly devotees with us and some younger devotees with us. And then we told all the younger devotees were taking the front seat of the bus. And the elderly devotees at the back, you know, the bumpy roads of India. So I made an announcement during the talk. Look, this is not fair. We should give place for all the elderly devotees in the front seat in the bus. Next day, no one was willing to occupy the front seat. The younger ones were going behind, but the elder ones didn't want to come to the front because they said, we are not elderly. So I was the only one who ended up sitting in the front seat, you know, thinking I'm the old guy sitting there. Oh, Krishna, we all want to look extremely nice. Srila Prabhupada said, amongst males, a peacock is the most beautiful. No male species looks good. But amongst all male species, peacock is the most beautiful. And then Srila Prabhupada, he said, amongst all the females, he said, women are very attractive. And then he said, in certain communities, when you have a long beard, you're very attractive. And then Gurudas Prabhu, he turned to Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, but we don't even have hair. That means then we are not attractive, Srila Prabhupada. And then Srila Prabhupada said, it is good that we don't look attractive. We want to make Krishna look attractive. And then one time someone said to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I had a dream. And in my dream, I saw you in a beautiful young form, Srila Prabhupada. You were so beautiful. And then Prabhupada said, now, I haven't taken such a beautiful form only so that all of you don't get distracted by my looks and you focus on my teachings. Prabhupada said, I took this form so that you don't get distracted by my looks and focus on what I am trying to teach you. And then Srila Prabhupada, many times he said, when we dress the deities beautifully and gorgeously, then we don't want to focus on dressing ourselves well. There's nothing wrong in dressing well. There's nothing wrong in dressing beautifully. I don't think there's anything wrong. If you go to the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya in India, you should look at their dhotis. Such borders, beautiful borders. You should look at the Sri Vaishnava Pujaris wearing diamond studs in their ears. And they go on the altar and they're offering this aarti gorgeously. You should go to Jagannath Puri and see all these pandas wearing gold. You know, during the Rath Yatra, they have like 20 gold chains, thick gold chains there. And all their fingers have this massive gold rings with big diamonds in there. And I'm thinking, God, doesn't it look ostentatious? What is this, you know? And then I was talking to one of the Sri Vaishnava Pujaris and he said, we dress like this when we go for puja because we want to please Krishna by our dressing. Anyone whose conscience is so clear as Srimati Radharani, anyone whose motive and whose attitude is so clean as Srimati Radharani, that we only do our vesha to do Damodara Rati Vardhan, to increase and enhance the pleasure of Krishna, no problem. We can start dressing incredibly well. We just have to ask ourselves this one question. Is my consciousness exactly like that of Srimati Radharani, where I don't have any idea to attract anyone else? You know, we want to attract attention. Oh, we want to attract attention. One guy in the Pandav Sena trip was once telling me. He said, you know, I was looking at this guy and he was putting this dhoti on and he took like 23 minutes to put the dhoti on. 23 minutes to put the dhoti on with all these curls, each one like going. You know that front part? And the dhoti is like all of this going all the way down. So I said, man, 23 minutes? One of our brahmacharis in Chopati, he wakes up and within 8.5 minutes, he's taken his shower, put his dhoti on, put the tilak on, is in the temple room offering pranam. Now that's too quick, isn't it? 8.5 minutes? Most of you get up and think in bed, who am I? What is the purpose of my life? 8.5 minutes go in thinking, who am I? Why did he come here? Why did I set the alarm clock? This guy is up and running and is ready in 8.5 minutes. And this gentleman is taking 23 minutes to make the swirls. So I said, what is this for? He said, Prabhu, you don't know. You're Brahmachari, Prabhuji. You keep your dhoti simple. Leave the style to us. And they have all this hair gel. Pokey hair. You know. I'm not lying. If you want, you can come and check my room in the ashram at Chopati. Recently, one guy gifted me a bag with goodies. And in the bag was a hair gel. I am not joking. I have it in my drawer. I'm just waiting for one PS member to come to India. I'll gift it to him. You know. Hair gel. Imagine, where do I put it? Maybe on the shikha? Electrified shikha. You know, standing up like this. Hare Krishna. You don't need to wear good clothes. A brahmachari, a renunciant, doesn't need to wear good clothes. Raghunath Das Goswami Lord Chaitanya told Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhalo na khaibe yaar, bhalo na paribe. Don't eat fancy food and don't dress fancily. Because when you dress fancily, you will want to attract attention towards yourself. Srimati Radharani is dressing fancily to not attract attention to herself. Damodararati vardhanaveshe hari nishkut brinda vipineshe. So Raghunath Das Goswami said, don't dress. And poor brahmacharis, what do they have to dress? This saffron dhoti kurta, which hardly has any shape, which is hardly ironed most of the time. And you should see some of the brahmacharis, they don't know what it means to wash their clothes clean. You know, you should see the clothes soiled badly. You know, where will they attract attention towards themselves? You don't need to dress well. Speak well. You can speak well. And when you speak well, to seek attention, you're doing the same thing as someone is dressing well to seek attention. Or they can sing well. And they can play the harmonium with closed eyes. Singing, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Sing like that. Closed eyes, saffron. And slowly they're opening and saying, who's looking? Who's watching? What is it? Dressing well. Someone can manage very well. For what? Who's looking and who's applauding and who's acknowledging? I'll tell you, dressing well doesn't simply mean clothes. Dressing well means the principle of seeking attention. Whatever we do to seek attention means we are dressing. And Srimati Radharani doesn't do that. Her whole existence is to please Sri Hari. You know, look at how the devotees dress her up gorgeously. So gorgeously. And she's thinking, don't look at me, please. I have dressed like this so that he is pleased. You look at him. I'm dressing up to please him and you dress up to please him. And all of us, as Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is about two words. Hari Toshanam. About pleasing Sri Krishna. So Prabhupada said, the one way she pleases Sri Krishna is by dressing meticulously. The second way she pleases Sri Krishna is by cooking. Everything is a service to her. Dressing is to serve, cooking is to serve,
She cooks to serve Shri Krishna. And sometimes, God, when people cook, I must tell you, it can be torturous. I mean, torturous. Sometimes, you know what they do in our temple? Once upon a time in our temple in Chopati, the ladies would try making all kinds of varieties and test it on Krishna. And then once they were perfect, then they would feed their husbands. I said, hey, it's meant to be the other way around. First test it on your husbands, then feed Shri Krishna. Cooking. Durvasa Muni, we spoke about him yesterday. Tough guest to please, tough atithi. Srimati Radharani pleased Durvasa Muni so well. She didn't get a curse. She got a blessing. Whatever you cook will be like nectar. And there'll be no one like you when it comes to cooking. This is why Yashoda Devi called Srimati Radharani to cook for Krishna. She has not repeated a single preparation a second time. This is a shock to me. I mean, you know, ladies have so much trouble deciding what should we cook at home today. You know, we made the tindora, now what should we make? We make the okra, now that's done. We make the aubergine, that's done. We made the Italian last week, now what do we make? We make Mexican dish, what do we make? Oriental, you know, Indian, what do you mean? South Indian, what do you mean? North Indian. Oh God, making these decisions. Decision fatigue. Just those little decisions daily and you get tired. Man. What to eat, what to put, what to wear. You know, Srimati Radharani has not repeated a single item twice. Krishna has never eaten a single item a second time from Srimati Radharani's hand. From eternity. And it's going to go on like this eternally. It just doesn't fit into my brain. I'm an electrical engineer by profession. Everything has to be in the box. And when I heard this, I said, give me a break, man. This is too much. This is too much. You have not repeated as the one item a second time. What do you mean? You know. But that's Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada was here at the Bhaktivedanta Manor. And as he arrived here, he got down from the car and straight away entered the kitchen. And when he entered into the kitchen, he saw Revatinandan Swami was cooking. So Prabhupada entered in and was watching what Revatinandan was making. And then Revatinandan Swami, he turned to Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, you gave me the name Revatinandan Swami. And look at what I have become. Kitchen Swami. My name is Revatinandan Swami, but all the devotees know me now as Kitchen Swami. And Srila Prabhupada said, Revatinandan, you are not Kitchen Swami. Srimati Radharani is Kitchen Swamini. Anything good that is cooked by anyone, anywhere in the cosmos cannot come out to be what it is for the pleasure of Krishna unless it is blessed by the Kitchen Swamini, Srimati Radharani. You know, I used to cook. I am a very proud fellow. You know, I just don't like to cook all these dal rice chapatis. That's too much. All the simple things, your ego gets hurt. What do you make? Chapati and dal and rice? Anyone can make that. I love to make all of these complicated preps. Like if you make apple strudel. And to make apple strudel, you also make your own pastry. Now if you buy pastry, big deal, you know. But if you make your own pastry sheets, gosh. That is when you come to know that you are a someone. You buy the pastry sheet from Tesco or Sainsbury and just pull the sheet out and put some things in and then bake and say, Prabhu, Hari Bol. Offered Prabhu Prasad. Say, Mataji, amazing. You made? Yeah. Yeah. Really? You made? Who made the pastry sheet? Oh, that. Oh, that came from Tesco, Prabhuji. You know, I used to make these pastry sheets and try to, and I made it for my spiritual master once. He had not taken apple strudel from the time he had left his home. That's more of several years. 1971. And I decided I should make this apple strudel because his mother used to make it for him and she loved it so much. So that's why I decided to make it and I made it.
And the first day he said, it tastes like what my mother made. I get that sense of, hey, I did it. I did it. And then I hear Prabhupada saying this. Who is the kitchen Swamini? If there's any success in any of our services, particularly cooking, if there's any success in any of our services in Krishna consciousness, it is because that Swamini, Shri Swamini, is blessing us. There's nothing to be proud. Nothing to be egoistic about. We are just putting fumes together. She is doing the magic. And when she does the magic and we're thinking, hey, look at what a class I gave. Hey, look at what a kirtan I sang. Hey, look, I made apple strudel. I made my pastry sheet. You know, it's her blessings. I was telling the story the other day. One Srila Prabhupada was traveling somewhere the next day, and then Srila Prabhupada came to the kitchen, and the lady in the kitchen, devotee, Prabhupada's disciple, she was making samosas. And Prabhupada entered inside, and he saw this, just fried hot samosa. Prabhupada picked up one and ate it right there. Then he picked up a second and ate it, and a third and a fourth. And the lady asked, she was astonished that Prabhupada doesn't eat like that all the time, and he's eating now. So she asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, how many samosas can you eat? Now, you don't ask that question to your guru. But when you have a very close relationship, it's out of love. So he said, how many samosas can you eat? Srila Prabhupada looked at her in a very grave way and said, more than you can make. That was his reply. And then Prabhupada picked up one more and ate it. And then when he ate this, she was thinking, he's enjoying my cooking. So he ate five of those hot samosas right here in the kitchen. So with great anticipation in her heart, she turned to Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, who is your favorite cook in ISKCON? I mean, you know what the answer, what was the expected answer on her part? She said, who is your favorite cook, Prabhupada, in ISKCON? Srila Prabhupada paused, looked at her. And Prabhupada said, me. My favorite cook in ISKCON is me. Of course, Srila Prabhupada wasn't saying it in a haughty way that I know how to cook. But he was putting her in her place saying, you're not definitely the best cook in ISKCON. And it wasn't even saying you're best or not. It was about the attitude. It wasn't about the samosa. It was to think that I am the best. That I am the best is a disease. She is the best. They are the best. He is the best. And by their blessings, we can try to serve. And therefore, one of the services that pleases Krishna, Srimati Radharani wants to please Krishna, is by cooking for Krishna. And then Srila Prabhupada said, but there's something greater than cooking. One is dressing, cooking. There's something more that she does that truly pleases Sri Hari. And then Srila Prabhupada said, her dancing. She dances for the pleasure of Krishna. If you go to Barsana and you go to this place called Morkutir, you find this devotee who was visually challenged and didn't have vision, has painted this Radha and Krishna dancing in a peacock dress. Peacock. It is incredible. You're beautiful. He didn't have vision. Without vision is painted this view. Anyone who goes to Barsana must see this painting. Has to. Someone who didn't have eyes and didn't have vision from birth has made this painting. They manifested this Leela in his mind. You know, incredible. Incredible. The only one deity in the entire world of ISKCON. The only one deity of Srimati Radharani in the entire world of ISKCON. Which was, the details of which were given directly by Srila Prabhupada. Yamuna Devi, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, came to Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, we are now meant to make the deities of Radha Krishna for our Vrindavan temple, ISKCON Vrindavan. What should Srimati Radharani look like, Srila Prabhupada? This is the only one time that Srila Prabhupada got up and posed for Srimati Radharani. He got up, he put his right hand out like this and cupped it.
like this. And then he took his left hand and went down like this, as if to hold a flower vase, like this. And he tilted his head slightly like this and said, "This is how our Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan should look like." And then he said, she stands like this with her hand. And he said, she's dancing for Krishna's pleasure. And then he said, our society ISKCON is running only because she's pleasing Krishna by her dancing. The day she stops dancing, everything is finished. Prabhupada, to Bhakta Robin. Srila Prabhupada to Bhakta Robin. The day she stops dancing for the pleasure of Krishna, everything will be finished. Yes, she dresses for Krishna's pleasure. Yes, she cooks and dances for Krishna's pleasure. Not just that. That's not about it. Srimati Radharani, she pleases Krishna by not just clothes and food, not just by flowers and garlands, not just by dance. She wants to offer her entire body, her entire existence in service to Shri Krishna. When I read this verse from the Padyavali, believe me, I was a little shocked. In fact, one of our brahmacharis had quoted this verse in a lecture in Chopati, and one of our very senior brahmacharis, a scholar, had chastised him left, right and center at how the hell can you even say this about Srimati Radharani. And then I heard a very senior sannyasi quote this verse again in a lecture. And then I told this other senior scholarly brahmachari, look, he's also quoting this verse. Then we found out what the source of this verse was. It was from Rupa Goswami's Padyavali. And this is the mood of Srimati Radharani. You know what she's saying? When I read it, I was like, this is too much. Panchatvam tanur eti bhuta nivaha swamshar milanti dhruvam dhataram pranipatya hanta shirasa tatrapi achevaram. Dhataram, O Dhata, Lord Brahma, who is the creator of all bodies in the universe, who is a secondary creator, who's made all of our bodies to look like what we look like today, our molds. O Dhata, Dhataram Pranipatya, Pranipat. You know what Pranipat is? Nipat. Nipat is a slate. You know the slate on which you write? Nipat is a slate. And until the slate is wiped off clean, you can't write anything on it. Did any of you ever use slates in your childhood with chalks? And until you wipe everything off that slate, that's called a nipat in Sanskrit. And what is pranipat? Unless you wipe off everything that you have in your head, you can't go to a guru. If the guru has to write something on your slate, nipat, you have to do pranipat. Surrender. So she said, dhataram pranipatya hanta shirasa. Radharani is praying to Lord Brahma and putting her head at Brahma's feet. Said, I'm putting my head at your feet, Brahma. I fall at your feet and I'll put my head at your feet. Tatrapi yache varam. I'm only begging of one blessing from you. One vara. What is the blessing I want from you? Just one. She said, when I die. Radharani's death? She's Ladini Shakti, eternal consort of Krishna. This is why that senior brahmachari had objected and chastised. What are you talking? Srimati Radharani is dead. He said, we are not talking. It's her mood. She is saying it. That's her mood. She says, when I die, panchatvam tanu. Tanu means the body. Panchatvam tanu. This body is made of five elements. Her body is not made of five elements. It's spiritual substance. Panchatvam tanu, this body which is made of these five elements. Lord Brahma, when I die, let the water element of my body go and mix into the lake where Krishna bathes. So that even after my death, even the water element of my existence must keep serving. Haritoshanam. You know,
And the fire element of my body should enter into the mirror or enter into the lamp which lights up to the mirror, lights up the mirror of Krishna in which Krishna sees. So even the fire element of my body should serve him after I die. You know? The air element of my body should go to where his devotees are fanning him and mix with the air so that Krishna will be pleased with the cooling air. She wants to offer her entire body in service to Krishna. Not just cooking, dressing, dancing, but her entire existence. In fact, Srimati Radharani is a personality who gives herself completely to serve Sri Hari. That is Ladini Shakti. This is why there is Leela Ras. This is why there is loving exchange. This is why Krishna misses her. This is why Krishna gives himself to her. This is why Krishna gets controlled by her. You know? And this is why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada once said, actually this Krishna, we have nothing to do with him. He said, we are the devotees of the Divine Mother Srimati Radharani, and because he has something to do with her, we have something to do with him. You know, without the blessings of Srimati Radharani, the Ladini Shakti, we can never experience true bhakti, true joy, true satisfaction in our Krishna consciousness. This is why Kaviraj Goswami explains, Ladini Karaya Krishna Ananda Swadan. She gives great pleasure to Krishna. What about us? Ladini Radwara Kare Bhaktera Poshan. Not only she gives pleasure to Krishna, but she nourishes her devotees, Krishna's devotees. Bhaktera Poshan. Srimati Radharani nourishes the devotees. When we chant Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said it is Hare Krishna because Srimati Radharani comes before Krishna. She is the nourishing potency. For Krishna, she is the pleasure potency. And for the devotees, she is the nourishing potency. She is the one who nourishes the devotion of the devotees. You know? And therefore, even in the Kartik, you know which what Kartik signifies? Kartik is the month of Srimati Radharani. But after comes Kartik, comes the month of Margashirsha, which is the month of Shri Krishna. So even in 2 months, November, December, Kartik, Margashirsh, Kartik comes first, Margashirsh comes later. You have Radha Landanishwar, you have Radha Gopinath, you have Radha Gokulananda, you have Radha Muralidhar. You even have Radha Bahiraneshwar. In Bahrain, the deities are called Radha Bahiraneshwar. What a name, isn't it? That Mahaprasad Prabhu that I was mentioning last night or the day before, their deities, he said, our deities are called Radha South Haleshwar. No, yeah, he told me. He said, our deities are called Radha South Haleshwar. You know, Krishna is thinking, God, no one gave me these names. Thank you. You know, I've got these new modern names. Radha South Haleshwar, Radha Pariseshwar, Radha Bahiraneshwar. You know, all of these names where always Radha is first. The only one exception is in Chicago. Only one exception in the whole world of ISKCON, where Krishna comes before Radha, is in Chicago, where the deities are called Kishore Kishori. Kishore comes first, Kishori comes later. And one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, everywhere Radharani's name comes first, here Krishna's name first, why? Prabhupada said, here we have reserved the best for the last. You know, here the best is for the last. So any bhakti, any inclination to serve, any goosebumps in a kirtan, any inspiration from a class, any joyous experience in reading a purport of Srila Prabhupada, any euphoria in once getting that darshan, Ladini Radwara Kare Bhaktera Poshan, this is how the mother nourishes. If we have any divine experience in our Krishna consciousness, it's coming from her. And therefore, Srimati Radharani is represented in this world by the spiritual master. Surrender to the spiritual master, the instructions of the spiritual master, and selfless service to the spiritual master is the way to access her grace and thereby Krishna's grace. Through his divine grace comes her grace, and through her grace comes his grace. You know, and that is when we are nourished in our Krishna consciousness. So the bottom line of all these esoteric descriptions is Adau Guru Padashraya
taking shelter of the Guru. And Rupa Goswami explains one very nice line in Nectar of Devotion. Vishrambhena Guru Seva. He doesn't say Guru Seva. Guru Seva is okay. Vishrambhena Guru Seva. Lovingly. With great loving feeling. Serving the spiritual master. If love for Krishna and Radha is a distant thing, love for Guru is something close. Love for the devotees is something close. And by the blessings of Guru and the Vaishnavas, then she nourishes her heart. For Krishna, she is the pleasure potency, Ladini Shakti. And for us, she is the nourishing potency, Poshana Shakti, who will do portion of our devotional service. And this is why here we find Prabhupada explaining in his purport about the gopis and Krishna doing Vastara Haran of the gopis, all this rasa swadan expanding into so many for rasa. And this is why we hear Lakshmi Devi, who is now going to marry Nimai, who is the expansion of Sita Devi, who is the expansion of Rukmini Devi, who are ultimately the expansions of Srimati Radharani, Ladini Shakti, all meant to do two things only. Please Krishna and nourish their devotees. That is the very existence of the Ladini Shakti, with these two purposes, as the pleasure potency and as the nourishing potency. And when we follow His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada's teachings and serve our spiritual masters, respective spiritual masters, with love and devotion, and serve the Vaishnavas and seek that commodity that money can't purchase, blessings, with those blessings, then our Krishna consciousness is nourished and our experience in Krishna consciousness is very deep and joyful. And at the end of our life, both of them wait. Both of them wait to open the lock of the gate of Golok Vrindavan by saying, oh, they practiced simplicity and they practiced wonderful relationships and service in the community of devotees. Gate opened, come back in. Oh, that day, one day, someday, will come for all of us. And Srila Prabhupada once said, the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is to go and join Krishna on the banks of the river Yamuna and eat a laddu from the tiffin box of Sri Krishna, which has been packed by Mother Yashoda. The ultimate purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare Bol. Hare Krishna.